station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 20th, the day before the end of the world.
Wow.
So welcome to our show.
You're
this
so
might
enlightening.
Be the last one, huh?
You're so enlightening.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Am I cheering you up this
totally.
Morning?
Yeah. Totally. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure you're going to wake up tomorrow and the next day and everything's going to be just fine.
I'm going to wake up tomorrow. And actually, they say that at 3 a.m. tonight is where it's the most effective or most like, well, you know, all the planets are lining up. You do know that,
No,
right?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, all the planets are lining up in a row tomorrow, which is why, like, people are coming up with all kinds of things. And, you know, I had my theory that it wasn't my theory, but it was a theory that I was talking about with
right.
the planets all lining up perfectly and the solar flares being able to, like, you know, get by
right.
quicker and whatever. Because the last time that happened, the solar flares happened and all these, you know, it was destructive. And basically the only thing that would happen here would be our electricity grid would go out, which would cause pandemonium, which would
yeah.
cause zombieism, which would cause the show Revolution.
Zombies.
Which is why, because people would eat each other. Not really like, but I mean, eventually it would be like cannibalism. But it like the show Revolution is basically what would happen.
Yeah,
and I thought whoever created that show is brilliant. I mean,
yeah.
it's great. But anyway, it's not going to happen.
No, huh?
You know, chill out, people.
Yeah, it's going to be just another day.
Yeah, I will say that this has been really interesting. So I don't know what it is. I have different theories on different things. But I've been really dizzy, like getting kind of like really weird dizzy spells.
Really?
So, yeah. And I know that could be like, shut up. It could be signs of like higher frequencies and just things shifting.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I say that it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, they say
we
it's
won't
three...
talk about any other possibilities.
Shut up. No, there isn't. But at 3 a.m. tonight, it's supposed to be the most powerful time, and you're supposed to, you know, let go of whatever. And
wow. So we should stay up until then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a shame to be sleeping at 3 o'clock when...
Wake the hell up. And yeah. actually, also, one of the biggest thing was don't use electricity. Try and be one with light because it's, like, about light energy and bringing the new light in. Stop smirking.
I'm not. Really.
You're totally
I'm not.
Smirking
I
at
really
me.
Am not. I always take your stuff seriously because I believe... I know you believe in it. And besides, I can't prove it's not right.
Right.
So what am I going to do?
So there.
Right?
Huh. But yes,
I'm not smirking,
if you use... You're supposed to... Oh, I forgot. I just packed a candle. But if you... You're supposed to use like a candle and do your meditation or whatever with that because it's supposed to help bring
that
in the new
cool.
light.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah, that's
nothing supposed to use electricity for like, you know, during that time until like the morning.
Yeah.
Anyway.
God, I was awakened during the night by screams. This chick was screaming on the street. It was like 3:30 in the morning. And it's like loud screams, like, and you're going, what the fuck? You know, she's probably like getting attacked. But right. I sure ain't getting out of bed right now to see what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Because it's probably bullshit, you know. And, you know, and sure enough, I hear them like starting to talk loud on the street and stuff and shouting
right.
and stuff. But, you know, I don't think it was an attack or something.
Right.
You know? And
that's
yeah.
weird.
It is, but, you know, I mean, I was going to at least call the police or something, you know, but...
See, I'm one that responds, I know.
Do you?
Yeah, I remember...
So you would have gotten up and looked outside to see what was
oh,
going
yeah.
on?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And I've done that before, and if someone was being attacked, like, I'll call 911, but if it's really bad and, like, they're not going to respond quick enough, then
right.
I'll go outside.
Right.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I know. I used to live in this building called the Fontenoy, which is in Hollywood. It's one of the tallest buildings in Hollywood. And I could see, like, you know, everything out my back window, because my family room window was like, I was on the fifth floor, but I could see like everything.
Wow.
It was great living there too, because like whenever there was something going on at the Hollywood Bowl, I could just open my windows and I could hear a free concert.
Cool.
It was really cool. And then same with the Hollywood and Highland, there were free concerts there. I was like, sweet, concert in my bedroom, Dave Matthews, awesome. anyway, but I could see everything. And I remember there was this crazy like couple that lived across the street, and I lived there for 3 years, so it wasn't like, you know, this was like random. Mm. They were fighting like crazy, and she was like, help, help, someone help me, please, he's going to kill me, and was screaming.
Wow.
And this was like, I don't know, early evening, I guess. And so I'm looking out the window, and I could actually see through their window to this guy like hitting this girl.
Wow.
And I'm like, holy shit. So I called the cops. And I took pictures. I was like, I'm just going to take pictures of this, and then I'll show the cops in case something happens. And like, oh, here's proof. I have it. I can see through the window.
Yeah.
Then he looks up and closes the shades.
Wow.
And then I'm like, oh, my God. So then I go down to the apartment. I'm like, I'm going to find out what apartment number it is so I can, like, tell the cops, because it's getting
Sounds like the movie Rear Window. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah, it was a Hitchcock movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I like Alfred Hitchcock. Maybe this is why I do these things.
I think it's Hitchcock. But at any rate, it was I can't remember the main actor. I'll figure it out in a minute. But he was. This was about him sitting, you know, watching through his window and seeing a murder and something, you know, so trying to figure out where it is. So this reminds me.
Oh, that's funny. And I have to.
So you figured out what apartment it was?
I did. Yeah, really? It was hard because the complex, like, I couldn't get inside of it. It was gated because my thing was I was going to go, like.
You were going to go there?
But I wasn't, like, if you ring the doorbell, they know that someone, maybe he'll stop. Like, he'll, you know what I mean? And I would just be like, oh, can I borrow? Like, I don't know. I'd make something up just so I could see inside.
Right.
You know what I mean? What am I thinking? I don't know.
What are you thinking?
I don't know what I'm thinking at this point. I'm thinking anything to, like, stop. Or for him to be like, shit, someone's here. They heard us. And he'll stop. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Or maybe give it a couple seconds so she has time to, like, get away or whatever.
Right.
Because he literally was like, I mean, I could see what was going on. It was pretty much insane.
Wow.
So, yeah, anyway, the cops eventually came, and they I don't know what he did. He lied, and someone climbed out of the back window and jumped, and I was like, what? So then I called back the cops, and I said, just so you know, while your cop cars are out front, someone jumped out the back window and ran.
Mm.
And, like, anyway, so it was this whole big, like, crazy thing. They wound up arresting, like, several different people.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, it sounds a lot like that movie. In fact, it is by Hitchcock, and it was Jimmy Stewart, I think, that was the star of it. James Stewart.
What year?
This was 1954.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, but it's a classic. So if you like Hitchcock, you should check it out and stuff. So, wow, that's pretty weird, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. So I always feel like I need to step in and help. Like, I don't know. You never know.
Mm.
I mean, if it's something ridiculous, I mean, most of the time, no, I'm not going to do anything. It just depends on the situation.
Like, right, yeah.
Because I've been in situations myself where people have helped me, and so I'd only want respect the same.
Yeah.
You know?
But you see, I mean, if you're close by or something, you can do something about it, you know? But, I mean, I was sleeping.
I always look
at And I'm
window.
Hearing the screams from, like, down far, and I'm like, what am I going to do now? You know, by the time I get there, they'll probably be gone or something.
Just like I always look out the window if someone's car alarm's going off, because even if it's not mine and I see someone else breaking into a car, I'm going to run out after the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Excuse my language.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get him.
I know. This reminds me yesterday. I'm, like, sitting on the balcony and stuff. It was beautiful. And there's a bunch of these guys trying to break into a car, into a van.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it, but, I mean, there were like six guys there, and I knew they're not breaking in.
So you turn around and
I knew. This was next to my house, right? But, no, I knew they're not, like, committing a crime, because it would be stupid to do that. It's in bright daylight. There's six people. Everybody can see them. So
I
figured they're just trying to... So then I could hear them. They were being very loud, and they just got locked out, and they were trying to open the car through the window or break in or whatever, and suddenly a cop car pulls up. I guess somebody must have reported it.
Yeah.
So they come up and they're like, what the hell's going on and all this stuff. So this guy's like, yeah, we're locked out. These guys ended up being outside for like 3 hours trying to open the car until they finally decide to call AAA, who got there in 2 seconds and got them out.
You know, that is such a typical guy, such a typical guy thing to do. Like, let's sit here and see if we can do it ourselves and be manly because we think we know what we're doing, yet we have no clue.
Exactly.
And you just wasted your entire day.
Yeah. being loud and rowdy and shit. You know, I mean, they took over the whole street. And then a friend of theirs comes.
I would just punch the window.
I know. You know how sometimes you look at people and you go, how can he afford this car? You know, when you look at them and stuff. And so this guy, like, pulls up down the street with a Mercedes or something. His radio's blasting rap music.
My God.
And you know how it shakes the whole fucking building.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just wonder, where the fuck am I living, you know? But but it's like, I think it's like that everywhere, you know? I mean, Sherman Oaks is a pretty good area. But, you know, what can I tell you?
You know, it's funny because there's, I love Los Feliz. I really do. Like, the area is so cute and quaint. And there's tons of stores you can walk to and everything. And I have this really cute sushi place. And it's next to a Coffee Bean in, like, this little shopping center. But I really like it. And there is, like, an Albertsons, like, across the way. But, like, I mean, and, like, there's a ton of cute shops. But this is a really good sushi place. Anyway, I like their lobster. so there is a group, I'm not kidding, like every Friday night, I guess, they get together, like a gang of Armenian guys.
Yeah.
And I think they're only like 17 or 18. Like, they're so young and it's ridiculous. And there's probably like 20 of them. And they sit around and they blare their music as loud as they can. And then any chick that walks by, they like one time they grabbed me and I was like, did you just grab my arm?
Wow.
And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, that is inappropriate. You don't grab, let me teach you something. And they were like, whoa, what chick's gonna, you know, and they're like trying to be all like, whatever. And I'm like, you want to get a girl, you don't grab their arm. That's not how you get a girl.
Good for you.
And they were like, what? Whoa, who's this? Like, they're like, first they're laughing, then they were like taken by surprise. Because I was like, no. Let me tell you how you get a girl.
Yeah.
And then I went in and I like kind of told them like, like if I was walking by, how you should have done it.
Uh-huh.
And what you did was what not to do.
Yeah.
You never grab a girl. Because you know what? I technically could say, oh my God, he tried to rape me. Oh my God, ow, my arm hurts. Ow, ow.
It is an assault.
And I looked at him and I go, you don't want me to do that, do you? Because I'm a really good actress when I want to be. And they looked at me like, oh, and I was like, don't ever do that again. Don't ever grab a girl. And they're all like, okay.
Yeah.
And it was like funny.
I know. I was like imagining what.
It was funny.
Being a woman and walking towards a large group of men has got to be scary.
Yeah, I knew that, right? A, we were in a parking lot between like Coffee Bean and Albertsons and the sushi place. And I have very loud lungs. I can scream like a mother booger. And you all have nice cars, and some of them are shit, really shitty, but you think they're nice. But you're like looking around, checking out the sound systems. Like, you don't want your car ruined, right? I will kick that car so hard with my heel if you were to do anything in a heartbeat that people would look around and they would be like, oh God, what are you doing to what's going on?
Right.
So, whatever. And I wasn't worried about it. So it was literally like, and they were young, and they're like, literally, they're trying to be something they're not. They're trying to be like all macho, but they're not. It's not like it's a gang, you know? It's like,
yeah,
they're really more scared than they're putting out to be. So that's why I was like, yo, let me teach you something right here, honey. And it was so funny. And so I hope that they took my advice.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were like scared. And like, then they were amused and they were like scared. But they were like, oh shit, okay.
Because
I was like, literally like, let me show you what you should have done. And they were like, okay, I see. Yeah. Like, you guys are like,
so what did you tell them?
I don't remember. Who knows what comes out of my mouth half the time.
How do you pick up a woman when you're a group of guys and she's walking by and you're all
catcalling? That's the thing.
Shit,
you don't catcall.
Yeah.
I can't explain to you. That is not a way to pick up a girl. I can't stand it. I can't, it irritates me beyond irritation. And, okay, later on, maybe when I'm older, I'll be like, oh, that's nice. That's what people will say. Like, I remember, like, my mom will be like, you'll appreciate it when you're older. I'm like, no, I don't think I will. When there's a bunch of construction workers that are like, ooh, hot mama, and start whispering or whistling or whatever. And I'm like, I'm not, that is not going to get my attention. That now has on, like, what you get now is me staring straight ahead and not even acknowledging you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you get now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's just, it's rude to do, you know?
It's disgusting.
It makes you feel cheap and shit. You know?
And then, like, I will say the other day, I think I wrote a tweet on it. I was like, do I have three boobs at our house? Because I don't know what's going on. People were just staring. And I'm wearing, like, sweatpants. It wasn't even like, and I actually had to keep looking, like, do I have something on me? Is there, like, I don't know what's going on, but everyone would keep staring at me, and it was really weird.
Where was that, though?
This was a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
It was really weird.
Wow.
And like to the point where there was a car next to me, a truck that would drive ahead and turn around, and I'm like, look at the road, you're going to get an accident, you idiot. But I don't, and then I started being bothered, like, am I wearing something? Like, is my hair weird? I mean, I know I look like an idiot, but like, am I that much of an idiot? Like, I started feeling like, what is going, because it was just so weird everywhere. Wow. I went. Yeah.
And this doesn't happen all the time.
No.
Wow.
It was like out of the blue, like when I'm wearing shit, like this makes no sense to me.
I know, it happens a lot, huh? When you like don't dress up and stuff, you look like shit, and people actually look at you. I don't know, maybe some people like the rugged look, you know?
I've got hit on more looking like shit.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's the intimidation.
Yeah,
factor.
Maybe it's less intimidating.
I've been told I can be intimidating.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, you have a bigger than life personality, you know.
Is it my mouth?
What can you do? And, you know, and you've got a striking look also, you know. And, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, you dress up, you do your hair, makeup, all that stuff. Yeah.
Really?
You know, it can be pretty intimidating, I think, for guys.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I used to be told that when I used to go out to the clubs and everything and the bars, like, people would just be like, I don't know that people, and I remember, oh God, I remember when I, after my TV show and all that, there was blogs actually on my IMDb about what a bitch I was. People wrote that. And
really?
I'm like, I'm not a bitch at all. Like, maybe you should get to know me before you just assume things. I was funny because I remember reading somewhere, because it was on my IMDb and then someone pointed it out and I was like, really? Wow, I didn't mean that at all. Like, you don't know. Like, I could be in my own world. You know, most of the time I'm in my own world.
Yeah.
I don't notice what's going on around me at all. And it's like, did you even stop to be like, hey, how are you? Hey, what's up? Or strike a conversation? No. You just assumed. Assumed. Like, you're an ass for assuming. But I used to get like that a lot. And then people would be like, oh, you're just really intimidating. Wow. And I'm like, what energy am I putting out there that makes people think that I'm bitchy?
Right, That's the thing. Sometimes
we don't
see that, you know. I mean, someone told me a long time ago that, you know, I don't seem to be approachable and stuff. I don't know why, but, you know, maybe at the time or something. But
maybe you're having a bad day.
Yeah, well, that was someone who knew me, you know.
Oh.
And they said, you know, I think for a stranger you'd be unapproachable or something. Whatever. I don't know.
Huh.
It's the way I was carrying myself or whatever. But, I don't, you know. I think we put out things that we are not aware of that people can see, and they can sense it, you know. So if people tell you, you know, several times, you really should stop and think about it, you know. I mean, not you specifically, I'm talking in general.
Right.
No,
I did. I was like, intimidating. How am I intimidating? Like, I just didn't understand how I was intimidating.
Yeah.
Maybe there's not much you can do
with your look and stuff, you know. I mean, if people find that intimidating, then they do, but you're not going to change your appearance or something because, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was odd because I'm like, look where we are. We're in Hollywood. Everyone dresses up. So it's not like I'm the odd one out, like, which I will say that I usually am the one that always dresses up, usually in a group of like friends or whatnot. They're always like, what are you wearing?
Right.
And they always dress accordingly because I'm like, you know, the leader of the pack, I guess, in a way with what I'm going to wear. And if I'm like, oh, I'm just, I mean, you'll never find me in jeans. Like, I just, you know what it is? I don't like jeans.
Mm.
I had this thing with... Okay, this is like my hidden secret. So, because I was a dancer for years, and I played field hockey, I have bigger thighs than most people.
Mm.
So I don't like my thighs. I just don't. And you'll never find me in a pair of shorts.
Wow.
I will never... Nope. I'll wear short skirts. It's different because it doesn't
but
hug your
muscular,
thighs.
But it's muscular, right? It's not like it's fat or anything.
Yeah. It's muscular, but it's
you
just...
don't care.
They don't... I just... To me, it doesn't look right. And like, when I wear shorts, I feel like it hugs and it accentuates the bigger thigh. And I just don't like it.
Wow.
If I wear a skirt, it's like it goes around it. So it's fine. Like, I'm cool with that. Short it can be. It's fine. If I'm in a bikini, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But because it's like not... You're not looking at that. You're looking at other things. Anyway.
Okay.
I know it's this whole philosophy. It's in my head and I know it. But this is like what... Yeah. So I never liked jeans because I thought it like hugged on my thighs. And it's always hard for me to find a pair of jeans for a tinier waist and a bigger thigh and butt. And then the rest of my legs are really tiny. Wow. So it just, it's hard to find jeans. Yeah. So if I find a pair of jeans, I tend to wear them like a lot because they're the only ones that I have. Or yeah. I buy like a lot of the same pair because that's all. But I don't even wear jeans really. I don't because I don't feel comfortable in them.
Yeah. So what do you wear more like... skirts and
here,
stuff? And
here's what
dresses?
Is weird. Here's what doesn't make any sense. I do love leggings, like black leggings.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but black tight leggings, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
It's just jeans. And maybe, too, it's an East Coast thing, because where I grew up was like, oh, God, you're wearing jeans. Oh,
really?
That's so trashy.
Wow.
It is so weird, because like in North Carolina, that's what everyone wears. But in Maryland, you know, I grew up around a lot of government official people. Like, you know, like my parents were snooty, I guess, in ways. You know, my dad wears jeans now, but my mother, yeah. She never wears jeans.
Wow.
She won't be caught in jeans. Yeah, so I guess that's where it comes from. It's like we weren't allowed to have jeans when we were younger, and we threw a fit to get them. And if we got them, they would be like colored.
Wow.
They'd be like black,
yeah.
You know, or like... Okay, well, why don't you wear corduroys instead? Or, like, the khaki. It was such crap.
I know.
So we were told, you know, and this is how I grew up. I grew up, like, everything in your closet was black. Everything. Like, wow. It's just the very New York East Coast mentality. It was dressier, you know? And I didn't own much white. And then it was the whole, like, you can't wear white after Labor Day crap. Which here, I'm like, it's winter wonderland white. And now when I go back home to Maryland, I deliberately wear white in the winter. And people are like, that's so brave of you. And I'm like, really? Because I think it's winter wonderland snow bunny white.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, oh, that's good. I'm like, did I start a new trend? I hope I did, because it's snow bunny. And that's when I go back and I deliberately wear white. And it's my mom will be like, I can't believe you're wearing that material in white. Here when it's snowing. And I'm like, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm a snow bunny.
Yeah. I remember when I was young, like I must have been in my early teens, and that was in Israel, and that's when jeans were introduced. They
really?
First started bringing them to Israel.
That's funny.
And so they became sort of like a rebellious thing to wear.
Maybe that's what it is.
You know what
it
is?
I think it's like a lot of like the ghetto.
I think so, because it used to be like work
right.
clothes, you know?
Yeah.
And then it started catching on and stuff. So they would prohibit...
You weren't allowed to wear jeans.
No, you could wear jeans to school.
Oh, we had uniforms.
You could wear it to school. So I remember one year they finally decided we're going to allow jeans in school. And it was such a big celebration and everything, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that was a school where we had uniforms and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So they wanted to make sure everybody dresses the same. They wouldn't allow the jeans. But I remember it was a rebellious thing, you know. It's like the young people really wanted to wear it.
I do remember that, actually. Yeah, now that I think about it, maybe that's the mentality of how it stuck. I mean, I have to say, like, I love the East Coast for so many reasons, but in so many other reasons, they're so stuck in their stupid ways. They live in, like, this bubble.
Yeah.
And they don't even know why they think this way. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's
just
ridiculous.
They're stuck in their tradition, I guess, or something, you know.
Completely. Do you remember Jams? Remember when Jams came out?
Jams? No.
You don't remember Jams?
No.
Oh, my God. They were culottes. You remember the culottes?
Okay. No.
So Jams were like those long board shorts, kind of, that weren't like board shorts. They were like, looked like it, but they were like crazy colors because it was the 80s.
Okay.
You know?
I don't know why I don't remember those.
They'd be like lime green with weird stripes, zebras, or like orange and red and like swirls. You don't remember those?
No.
Everybody. They're like Hawaii type, like things you'd wear in Hawaii on shorts.
Okay.
Everybody wear them.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'm sure I saw it. I just don't remember.
It was like a big thing. You know, I remember like
it?
Jams.
Wow.
Yeah, I got my new pair of Jams. I'm so excited.
I definitely don't remember the name Jams, so I don't know. But
and then culottes. Culottes were like the shorts that look like they were like really flowy.
Mm-hmm.
They look like skirts, but they weren't. They were like shorts.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have your culottes? I got my new culottes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's funny
so
the fashions
stupid.
We used to have. You know,
when the Keds first came out.
Yeah. And bell bottoms. I remember that.
Oh yeah.
You know? It was...
Well, obviously, I was there for the second phase.
Yeah.
Not the first phase.
Yeah, but it was funny because people would try to have, like, the larger your pant bottom, the better, you know? So it was funny because people would sew in, like, triangles into the side of it and stuff.
You know what's funny is I saw pictures of my parents when they were younger, and my dad's first car was a Corvette. He was like such a he had to show off all the time.
Yeah.
But he worked like he worked all the time. But anyway, I remember him posing next to the Corvette, and his pants were so wide. I'm like, are they think they're wider than the side door? And they're like pretty wide doors on a Vette, you know, like the ones that are like two doors. I was like, wow, that is ridiculous.
Is that bell bottom?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah.
No, it was funny, man.
The trends of the days.
Yeah, yeah. Around the Beatles and all that stuff. That's when this stuff started. Disco and, you know.
So funny.
I know. So. Yeah, fashions change, but then they come back, you know?
Yeah, everything. It seems. Like now it's like a lot of the 20s styles that are in.
Yeah.
Headbands.
Like, you know, yeah, even miniskirts and stuff, you know. I mean, for a while they were out and they've been back in for a long time now.
But I stick to the hippie ways.
Hippie ways?
What's that? I like my flowy skirts.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Flowy skirts.
I do.
Yeah. The dresses, no? Or skirts? You like skirts better?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Same. Flowy skirts.
So you're not into pants that much?
No.
Even non-jeans pants you're not into?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I will say that recently I ventured out and I bought a pair of cream dress pants and a pair of black ones, but only because they were like from a surf shop. And they were cute and they fit really well. It was only one pair. One pair, and they were handmade, and like I was like, oh my God, they fit perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I own three pairs of, I think, pants. I mean, like new ones that I've actually bought recently.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then when you go out, you probably put on like mini skirts and stuff, huh? Or do you wear dresses
too? It depends where
too?
I'm going.
Oh.
I love my long skirts because it keeps me warm.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'll wear.
Yeah.
You know, I'll wear a mini skirt in a heartbeat. My birthday party, what did I wear? An elf costume.
Yeah.
And it was a mini skirt. I just thought, by the way, did I tell you we broke our toilet?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
You told me about that.
That's funny.
Did you get it fixed?
I got it fixed.
Yeah, did you get that?
We got a new tank.
What do you call it?
The whole thing.
Oh, you got the whole tank?
The whole thing exploded. It was leaking. Awesome. That's when you know you've had a good party.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, it was a great party. It's just that you seemed so drunk. I was wondering how you were even enjoying yourself.
I have no idea. I don't remember a lot. Bits and pieces.
Yeah. Wow.
Like I have.
I never got that drunk, you know, where I don't even know where I am or what the hell's going on.
Well, I know where I am. It's my house.
Yeah.
So I don't
care. I mean, you know, in general.
I was doing so many shots. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, another birthday shot. I don't know what I was thinking.
I know, you're walking around and you're climbing on the bar. And
you know, it's funny because, like, I'm a person where I like to maintain my drunkicity. Yes, that's a new word, drunkicity. Yeah, because I can drink, like, I know my limits. Like, I don't need to be, I never want to be at the puking point, but I know the limit where I can stay on that level of just being completely obliteratedly funny, though.
Yeah.
Like, for a while. Now, I didn't mean to have, like, moments I don't remember. Mm-hmm. That is because I was mixing certain liquors. Oh, and I did drink, what is that stuff from Spain? Ugh, makes you, like, trip.
I don't know.
I can't remember what it's called.
A drink?
Yeah, it's a certain liquor.
Know.
Oh my God, I can't think of it. It's going to drive me insane. But anyway, I had some of that. That's why.
Really?
Yeah. That's definitely why.
Yeah, and when you mix liquor, I guess that would happen too.
Well, I mean, when I know, like, for example, if I want to stay awake all night long and I just want to, like, just keep a good buzz but stay awake. Mm. What's weird is if I drink Jack and Coke, you'll never know I'm drunk.
Really?
A lot of my friends are always like, we never know that you're even drunk because I hold my liquor very well.
Yeah.
And I never let anyone know that. So if I drink Jack and Coke all night long, I could be in a nice upscale party with whoever, and you'll never know that I'm just drunk.
That's
of course, I never let myself get that way in front of like certain people. But if I wanted to maintain Jack and Coke, I don't think it's the soda mixed. I don't know. Otherwise, if I want to get crazy, stupid, let's jump off the bar and nutty things, but be funny, that's tequila.
That's tequila for me. Shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I once drank tequila and I threw up, so I can't stand the taste of it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love tequila.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I never got drunk to To the point of throwing up, but I threw up because I guess, I don't know, I didn't like the taste or something happened.
Right.
But so I'm not crazy about it anymore. But I'll have a margarita or something. Right. I just won't drink it straight. But yeah, that'll knock you out, man.
Do you remember the first time you ever had liquor?
No, not really. Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I remember I was in my girlfriend's basement, and her parents are deaf. So they never knew what we would do. We would get into their bar.
Wow.
And I was trying to impress the older guys that they had over. And I'm like, yeah, I drink. Totally, I drink.
How old were you then?
And I don't know.
15 14, or so? Yeah.
I think 14, 15 maybe. Probably 14. Mm. And we were at the bar, and I had gin. And I remember getting so drunk. Like, it was so bad. Mm. I was puking, and I was like, never again will I ever drink this. Yeah, and of course I did.
Yeah. I think whiskey is actually the gentlest liquor, at least in my opinion, you know. It's a little, I don't know, it's not as brutal to me as, like, vodka and tequila and stuff. You know?
I can't drink vodka.
Yeah. Vodka is tough, man.
It makes me not nice.
Really?
I think it's because I drank so much in high school of it. I mean, that's what we did. I remember the very first time I really was drinking in high school. This was, like, ridiculous. And I used to hang out with all the guys. Like, they were, like, my good friends. So I had to kind of, you know, fit in with them. So we'd have drinking contests, of course. And I'm like, okay, I can do what you can do.
Yeah.
What? Meanwhile, I'm like, I was tinier. Like, you know, what am I thinking? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did. I would volunteer and be like, I could drink half a bottle of vodka.
Oh God.
So I remember drinking at a party, like almost a full bottle of vodka, by myself, pretty much.
Straight vodka?
Straight.
Nah.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
And was so stupid. I mean, the stupidest. I mean, it was awful. I'll never forget what I did. And we won't talk about what I did, but it was not good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not well, that's good. So you know what's your limit as far as what to drink, what not to drink.
We just don't ever drink vodka.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the craziest beyond crazy.
Yeah.
And Grand Marnier.
Yeah.
I used to love Grand Marnier. No.
No, huh?
Because it's a reminder of, like, I don't know, I'll smell it and I'm like, oh, God, I can
see. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like the memories we carry with us,
right?
You know? Yeah. It's like when you eat something when you're sick and then you can never eat it again, you know?
I don't get like that.
No, it never happened to you?
No.
Yeah.
When I used to eat when I was sick was like the butter on the bread and then cinnamon and sugar on it. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And I love that. Wow. I don't eat bread anymore. So, therefore, bye-bye. Anyway.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of stuff in the news, and maybe we should cover some of it. What do you think? Let's see. Well, first of all, Miss Universe, I guess, was crowned yesterday.
Oh.
Not that we really care, but the thing is that it's she's an American, and this is the first time the USA won in 15 years.
Where's she from?
She's from Rhode Island, was it? Let me double check. Yeah, Rhode Island.
Huh.
Olivia Culpo, she's 20 years old, and she's pretty. She's pretty.
Like, yeah. She's crowned.
Yeah,
sure
I know, but
pretty.
Sometimes I don't agree with them,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess no American has won since 1997, man. So that's pretty cool. It was held at the Las Vegas, was it Planet Hollywood, on Wednesday. And, wow, 89 countries took part of this. I mean, it's got to be pretty awesome, you know, to win. Because obviously to get there, you have to be Miss USA first. Which is a hard thing to do, and then go on the world stage and stuff. That's
right.
Pretty nice, you know. So, but you know those pageants and stuff. I don't know about them, you know.
Yeah.
Except it's a whole thing. Was it with you that we had the two ladies? Remember?
Some
sachets and or sashes and whatever they call it.
Oh no, that
remember
wasn't
the
me.
Crowns.
That wasn't me.
Sashes
no.
Sashes and crowns.
That was we had what's her name who was Miss Arizona or Ms. What was her name?
The girl that you brought in?
Yeah, with the dog.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the only...
Shauna something. But, no, I'm talking about, No, I'll bet you they were here. You just don't remember. There were two beautiful ladies here, and they trained girls for pageants and stuff like that.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been interesting to...
Yeah. I can't imagine it's been more than a year. You just forgot.
No.
No?
It has not been me. I was not here.
I'm going to find out
everything.
About this.
I have a very good memory.
Do you really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Never cross my memory.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to search on the page.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, because it wasn't me.
Okay. Let's see if I'll find it.
Yeah, that poop song guy was going to call in today.
Yeah, what happened to him,
man? I don't know. I feel like we should play one of their poop songs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The hell with him. I mean, if he's not calling, I'm not playing anything.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think you're right. I'm not able to find it on here.
Told you.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. But at any rate, yeah, that's the point. So there's people, there's companies that actually prepare the girls for the pageants and stuff, because it's like a whole thing, you know. You got to know how to carry yourself, things like that, you know. So
I wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, when I was younger, what did I do? Pageants, I never did pageants. I did a lot of, like, modeling contests and,
right,
like, bikini contests, and I used to win.
Yeah.
Only because I was a little ridiculous. And I would work the crowd out, like, before. I would talk to everyone and make friends.
Yeah.
So they would, like, vote. And
yeah,
like,
vote
oh, I knew
you.
Exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I flirt with everyone, let them think that they're going to get some, and then they vote,
yeah,
and then I'm like, bye. Oh,
yeah,
that's right. That's my boyfriend behind me.
That's a way to
thank
get
you.
A man, yeah.
I know.
Get him all riled up.
I did. I always had a boyfriend. So I was always like, but they would go with me. They
yeah.
would be like, whatever, it's funny. Because they knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
They knew that I was just going around to get votes, and then I would come home with, like, you know, $500, $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, you know, 16, 17, 18.
Really?
So that was a lot.
Wow.
Back, yeah. So I'd be like, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I used
amazing.
To do them all the time.
Yeah.
It came to a point where I won every week at this one place, and they were like, we need to not, like, and I'm like, why? Why?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, because you always win. I'm like, well, then find other girls that
yeah.
you compete with, because trust me, it's kind of boring here, always being able to win. I want
yeah.
a challenge.
Yeah.
Because then I get excited about it. I remember one time, it was like a wet t-shirt contest. And, oh, yeah, it's funny.
You won?
Well, you can't show anything.
Right.
And, well, one time.
But you see everything through the shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't show anything.
Right.
You can't.
Yeah, I understand.
I think
that.
I was like, I was in North Carolina. Oh, my God. I did that contest one time just to try it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I decided to do Pour Some Sugar on Me
uh-huh.
as my song. And these girls would just get and they would just stand there and let people pour water on them.
Uh-huh.
No. I like, because, you know, I was a dancer.
Yes.
Not that kind of a dancer, but
right.
like I was hip hop, whatever. And so I got in like this pool of water and would roll around and pour water all over me and do this complete dance and
uh-huh.
flip my hair around. And like it was like a music video.
Right.
And people would just be like, what? Yep. That's why I would win.
Yeah, you can find your way into their hearts and into their pants, I guess.
Ugh.
You know.
But and then I would walk away with my boyfriend, and he would be like, "Hell yeah!" Which is funny because now he's married to a dancer.
Yeah.
And and he's a DJ, like a really like good DJ. So mm-hmm. it's funny, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way it worked out.
He wanted to marry a dancer.
Yeah.
Not that kind of a dancer, like hip hop.
Yeah,
anyway.
We understand. We know you dance with Britney and everything.
Yeah.
We know that.
I have never been on a hooker stage.
No hooker stage.
Actually, one time, this was funny. No, this is. I take that back.
Yeah.
After Wanted Ted or Alive, we went to the only bar that there was in town, which was a strip club off some weird highway, and we're in Michigan. And they're like, "Get up on stage, Brigetta," and I'm like, "I'm not taking anything off." They're like, "Get up on stage." I'm like, "Okay." So I got up and fully clothed. Like
right.
I would never, you know. I was in jeans, actually.
Uh-huh.
And, like, some stupid shirt. And I remember just, like, fine, I'll dance around. And just dance around like an idiot. And then it was funny because the girls are on stage and I'm dancing around the girls. I was pretty drunk.
Wow.
I was lit.
Yeah.
But this was, like, after we were on the show for I don't know how long. And, you know,
yeah.
it was like, oh, my God, freedom. We're in normal public again.
Yeah.
After being locked on Ted Nugent's farm for however long. It's like Survivor, literally.
Yeah. I was listening the other day to a replay we put on. And it was the one with Mary Carey.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something about you should go and do bikini dancing or something, you know?
Oh.
Do you remember saying that?
No, I yeah. don't know what I say half the time. That girl can talk me into things.
Yeah, I know.
She can. That's just dangerous.
No, but don't do it. You
no,
know?
I won't.
You're
I would never.
Your brand, you know?
Oh, no, I would never do yeah. it. But it's just funny because when her
I mean,
and
even with bikini, you know, it just doesn't.
No, I wouldn't do it.
It cheapens you, you know?
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's something I would have done when I was like 22 or something.
Yeah.
I won't do that. No. No. Not eyes to the fly.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just get in the heightened moment and I entertain whoever I'm with.
Mm.
So it's like an entertaining conversation.
Right.
And at the time it sounds great. And yeah. then I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. No.
Yeah.
Mary, she's hilarious.
Yeah, she is.
So, you know, there's certain people that can get me to do things.
Yeah.
And egg me on. And it's funny. It's actually certain signs, I will say.
Really?
Yeah.
So she like challenges you and stuff and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's a Gemini, yeah. and certain Geminis out there can do that. Yes.
Wow.
Well, when we get together, it becomes like, especially my girlfriend Gemini, uh-huh. becomes bad
because yeah.
I'm like, what a great idea, and uh-huh. they're like, what about this? And I'm like, because they're crazy and I'm crazy and we're both creative, and then creative yeah. minds come together, and then it's awesome, yeah. but it's definitely a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of egos there.
No, it's just, no? it's fun. It's yeah. just like, it's so much fun. Like, we don't, the thing is like, I can come up with a crazy idea and be like, let's go do this. And then they would be like, okay.
Mm.
And then they would add on something crazier. And then I'd be like, okay.
Oh,
and then okay. it's like this stupid, like, debauchery craziness that it's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Gemini and Libra.
Really?
Would be the ones that I would get insane with.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, well,
another Sag.
At least you know yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you, like, you're Taurus, right?
Yeah, I'm a Taurus.
So they're yeah. more, like, low-key. They would talk me out of it.
Really?
Yeah. They would be like, let's really think about this logically.
Yeah.
Bridgetta.
That's so like, true, though. You know?
So true.
Yeah.
Like, I have a couple of my friends, like, okay, my friend Jason, my friend Natalie, or my dad's Taurus. They would be like, let's logically think about this. And let's weigh it out, and let's look at the no. And I would be, and I would listen. I would listen to what you would have to say.
Uh-huh.
More than likely, I'm gonna go and do it now, just because you said not to.
Yeah, not to.
Right. So if you really wanted me to get, like, for example, if you really wanted me to not do something, then you would say the opposite,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah.
Which. This is what some of my Gemini friends have figured out.
Yeah.
So what makes me, like, would do something, crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think about, like, going back through time of the things that I've done and who it's been with, and it's been pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm sure. You should write a book, you know. Do you think you'd remember a lot from your life?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how people write biographies and they remember word for word. I mean, what the hell is that? You know, you're talking about 50 years ago. How can
yeah.
people write that?
But I don't remember word for word, no.
Yeah.
Unless it's something specific.
Yeah. And I think some people keep journals and stuff, you know, so
I
then
do.
You can go back to it. Oh, do you?
Yeah, but the thing is the journals that I used to keep, I knew my mother would read them, so I would lie in them.
Yeah.
So that she would read them and be like, oh! Like, yeah. it was actually really funny.
Really?
And then I would write, and I know you're reading
read them.
Them
huh?
Yeah,
wow,
it was pretty funny.
That's funny.
No, I do have a journal that I've kept from being in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And that's a little dangerous if that ever... someone ever
yeah.
got that.
Put it in a fucking safe then. I mean, but why are you putting this stuff in writing? I mean, I don't
know.
Well,
because
understand.
I am writing.
People can find out about
I am
it.
Writing a book.
Okay.
And then I did start writing a book. And but I keep changing it a little bit. And eventually I'll write another book that has something to do with other things. But this one's funny.
Yeah.
And it has to do with like my path of being on everything I experienced first moving to LA, or not even being in LA, being in the industry. And watching it and having... Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm just going to incriminate myself. Because I haven't decided yet if I'm going to keep a stage name or my real name.
Mm.
So. Because it's dirty.
Is it?
But it's
so
funny.
So what? Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, I'm proud of my writing.
You can always say it's fiction, you know. Fiction based on reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't call it a biography.
Yeah.
Inspired by my life.
Well, I keep changing the name.
Yeah.
So We'll see.
Yeah. Usually, I think usually people save the name for the end, don't you think?
Oh, no.
Sometimes.
I don't. No. I know exactly. No, because for me, I have to know what I'm writing about, because otherwise I'll go everywhere.
Right.
So I have to stick to a subject.
Right.
So it's like, yeah.
Yeah. That's what baffles me about writing, you know, because you can go on like forever and shit and never finish your book, you know.
Right.
So you have to be focused and really plan it out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. Did you hear that Instagram is saying now they changed their terms of service, so they're saying they can actually sell and use your pictures,
what?
Whatever you post on there.
Instagram.
Yes.
Good thing I don't Instagram.
I know, me too. But there's a
wow.
user revolt going on.
Yeah.
And
Facebook
everybody's like going,
thing.
Yeah. Well, Facebook owns them. They own Instagram. They bought them.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but. You know, so there's like an outcry and stuff. Everybody's complaining
yeah.
and shit. So Instagram actually backtracked and said, you know, we're not interested in selling you pictures or anything. You know, it was just the way we worded our terms, whatever it was, you know. And
wow.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's just the thing. I mean, you know, every time you get a free service, you know, they're going to use your information somehow.
Right.
Even when you pay, they use your fucking information. Man.
Yeah, like, I don't like Instagram. I don't know. My phone can do the same thing. What's the point?
Yeah. I don't even see the point that the pictures can't come out like shit anyway.
And,
well,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't come up when you're like, they show that you did Instagram on your like wall page, but
uh-huh.
they don't stay in your photos. They stay in like another folder. I don't like it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about Instagram, man. I'm not crazy about it. And it's not really interesting to me, you know? I mean, I've tried to go on it a couple times, but...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Facebook is better because it's in context with the images and everything,
right.
You know?
I have the hiccups, different. Just so you know.
Do you? Okay, well, we're almost done. We can finish early, okay.
No, it's fine. It's
no,
okay.
We only have about 3 minutes.
And they went away. It's weird. I was like, I'm just going to tell you in case I start hiccuping. But it was like this, like as you were talking, and I'm like, this is so weird. Why?
Yeah.
And I really have a craving for cream cheese.
Cream cheese. Well, there's a Western Bagel up the street. You
but they're not gluten free.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah. You know, there was this viral video going around of an eagle picking up a little boy.
What?
Like flying. Yeah, flying into a park.
How old
he dives
was
into
the
a
boy?
Park. He picks up a boy and he flies away.
That's kind of
cool. Everybody thinks about that, but then it turned out it's not real.
Exactly.
It's all computer graphics, and these Canadian students actually made this because they had a project of, like, create something that's going to go viral. And obviously it did.
That's
you know?
Funny.
But it's really funny because they took video of a real park, and then you know, there's like a little boy there.
Well,
and he just
funny.
Picks him up. So, yeah, you got to check it out, man. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I know. Anyway, we better wrap up. I know you've got the hiccups and everything. And,
that's okay.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with me. I'm fine. I just need coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm good to go. I'm heading out on my trip today, so I will see you guys
yes.
next week.
We'll be back. Yeah, everybody have... very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy birthday to me.
I guess the Midwest back east, they're going to have a white Christmas.
I guess so. Well, I'm heading towards that way, so we shall see. Apparently, it's 14 degrees where I'm going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, have fun.
Oh.
Wherever you are. I'm sure it'll be fun. You know, if it's 14 degrees, you'll have snow.
Yeah.
And, I think I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going. I'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay, no problem.
I don't need any creepy crawler, weird stalker people hiding in my closet there, so we're good.
Yeah, good. Well, so we're going to be off tomorrow through Tuesday. We'll be back Wednesday.
Yep.
Give you a couple shows there, so try to tune in and be with us. Until then, have happy holidays. Brigetta, have a good one.
Thanks.
And we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
Been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.